Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn, little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Well, guess what? Hollywood Connections was supposed to start at 2 o'clock today, and we're doing the 2:30 to 3, but next week we'll be back on, as we always are, and then after me will be Stand Up for News, and then the Health and Beauty segment with Living a Healthy Lifestyle with one of our Beauty Queen reporters, Carrie Kay. And so I, you know, was thinking, I've got producers coming on this month, I've got a casting director coming on, she wants to do a casting at the station, and Bobby, you know what? I want to do in August, I'm trying to find a producer, and I know they're watching out there, or a writer. We need to, and of course the show is paid for, you know, I can't pay the actors. We want to bring in, of course, Ian told me on Facebook today, he said it's soap opera old time radio.
Oh wow.
Yeah, you know, where you have the actors doing a part, and then we look at you, Bobby, and we give you the script, and you have like the door opening slow.
Oh yeah, radio plays is how they used to do it. Yeah,
we got to bring that back, because I remember driving in the car and I was like, oh my god, what just happened to little, you know, Joey. Listen till next week. So stay tuned. We have some really fun stuff. If you want to get into movies and commercials, stay tuned, because Hollywood Connections is here to help you get connected. But let me tell you a little bit about myself. I've never done kind of a documentary on me. And someone said, you need to write a book. And I said, you know, I think I would like to write a book for my grandchildren. And I'd be like the Auntie Mame. They like, I can't believe her. You can't believe all the stuff that my Gigi has done. And, you know, back in the days.
And then you figured that radio was easier.
Well, you know, yeah, I did. I went to broadcast and journalism at Rancho Santiago College, and today we had the old editing bays with the VHS tapes and all that stuff. Oh my God, now it's like high tech. And a lot of our students at the time, I heard there's somebody, I don't know who, I got to double check and probably get my broadcasting teacher on. Somebody has made it very big in a cooking show. Wow. And some other people have gone on to do major things out of broadcasting. And then I ended up in radio from a friend of mine in West Palm Beach. And really? I'm going to kind of start the story with everybody, so stay tuned. And you want to know how I got started in radio and all the amazing things that God has opened the door. You know, I started out as a young baton twirler. Very young, and my modeling teacher said, you've got something in your walk. And so when we would do the Miss Majorette competitions, I would do my turns, and she said, you got to do some modeling. So then I found an agent, a couple of them in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I remember going in, and I did Kohl's department stores, I did Wrangler jeans, I did a lot of commercials. Yes, I was the Kohl's department store model back in the days, and there's a big dog in our house. And so the agent that I had, I wanted more. And I went to Chicago. I used to take the Amtrak, and I found an agent called Debbie Durkin. And she believed in me. And during all that process, that was a very interesting time in my life, because here I am, a young mom of three boys, you know, getting a little nanny coming over. And I would go and hop the train to Chicago, and then I'd have to go to my agent. Then we used to do go-sees where we'd have to wait for the cab, and I'd run upstairs and drop my pictures off. And then I got jobs like Montgomery Ward's catalog and more commercials. And it was, that was a really fun time in my life. And so anyways, then there was a story. You're a model, you've got an agent, and they want you to do conventions and trade shows. So I did a couple of those. One was really fun with Brock's Candy. They made me dress up like the Uncle Sam. And of course, the outfit was too tight. It ripped, and I was behind the counter the whole time. But I got, guess what I got? The whole stock of Brock's Candy to take home with me. Of course, did I eat it? Hardly, no. I think all my relatives loved me so much after, you know, splitting my pants behind the Brock's Candy. It was so funny. And back in the days, 1982, I'm going to take you back to, I was in the Mrs. America pageant. I was Mrs. New Mexico. Very young girl, and I did not know what I was about to embark on. And I remember when I won the Mrs. New Mexico pageant, I was a twirler, and I actually kept twirling, and that was my talent. And then in the Mrs. America pageant, if I know what I know now, oh my God, Bobby, it just, you know, life's experiences for sure, and knowledge and wisdom.
A wild road.
Wild road. Then, you know, we moved from Florida, well, Wisconsin to Florida to California. So we like lived in all the three states and Arizona for a bit. And, you know, there was a time, of course, the New Mexico was so good to me, land of enchantment. And I took more acting lessons. I worked for modeling schools and then moved back to L.A., and then I took some acting lessons from Gordon Jump. Remember, I don't know, for those of you that are out there, he was the Maytag man and with the WKRP in Cincinnati. And it was so funny. He looked at me behind camera and he goes, "You could be a sister to Lonnie Anderson." And, you know, years later, I got to meet her. It was so cool. And so anyways, that was kind of awesome. My acting experience came from Charles Conrad. They said, if you don't do this, you're going to regret it. Of course, thank God I did it. I've taken actually comedy lessons from Pauly Shore's sister. After my divorce, I said, forget therapy. I'm going to comedy school. That's the ticket. You go to comedy school and you get over it. And now I'm married to a wonderful man. And then there was a time I took a little break from Hollywood, and I started to work on the Jenny Jones TV show, and I did a lot of casting. I had over 100 and something acts. I think there was more. And then they flew me down there, Bobby, and it was about pageants as a pageant judge. Long story short, I'm sitting there in the green room. Of course, Miss Jenny Jones walks up to me and says, "Oh, by the way, if you speak positive, I will shut you off. If you speak negative, I will give you all the airtime you want." I said, "Hi, nice to meet you, Miss Jones." And so they picked me up with a limo. And it was such an experience that I was there at the Jenny Jones show. After that, the producers loved what I did. And they said, "We want you to help cast." So I had talent shows on Jenny Jones. That was such an amazing time of my life. And then also, at a short time, I ended up going to a convention with my models in Hollywood, California. Met a wonderful man named Paul Murray, photographer to the stars and major artists. And guess what happened? He was actually Joe Jackson's and Michael Jackson's photographer to the Family Honors. And he said, "Hey, let's work together. I want to produce a show for you." So I said, okay. So we ended up, I got an office in Hollywood and Vine on the old Taft building, which was pretty haunted. I think I slept in my office and I heard those elevators go up and down. And it was pretty crazy because I heard Charlie Chaplin and all these old stars used to have offices there. And it's kind of creepy at night. And so because I couldn't get home to Orange County. And long story short, he got me into the pre-Grammy parties. And we're going to play some clips of some old footage here. I'm going to have to do part two on this because it's so amazing.
I would have thought the whole hour would have been good.
I know. I will do that. I want to do that again. And so the pre-Grammy event was Vonnie Hilton Sweeney. She was actually James Brown's best friend, helped him with a lot of things. And she said, I want you to be a reporter for Mr. Brown. And I was like shocked. My first big media ID was James Brown. And I still have that media pass. I was so proud of it. Long story short, I ended up going into the media room. Well, let me just back up for a second. There was a gentleman that was a very big producer and very big names in the music industry, and he wanted my production crew. And I walked in, and he ended up getting some of my production crew and didn't pay me, one of those Hollywood things. And so anyways, I saw him at the pre-Grammy party, and he couldn't leave the door because there was bodyguards. And they said, Don, the way that you held your respect for what you are doing in this business and not condemning this person, we are so proud of you, and we want you back and back and back. So anyways, he came in, and I said, hello there. Well, he's passed away now. I said, Mr. Townsend. He's done Marvin Gaye. I mean, he's got his, I'm talking major hits. And he sat down, and we just had a chat. But anyways, the cool thing, Bobby, was I had Rebe Jackson sitting there. You'll see the video. I had some amazing, amazing actors, and the lady from The Price is Right, she was there. Well, let's play that clip, because I know we have 15 more minutes left. I'm going to do part two on this of my life story. So enjoy this clip of the pre-Grammy special. I think that's the first one, right?
The first days in broadcast.
Oh, wait. Yeah, so let's go to the pre-Grammy, and then we'll go back to first days in broadcast.
Let's see. That would be...
And
got that one. All right, here. Hang on.
And just hear some of my past interviews from back to the blast from the past.
This is Don Reese with the Winning at Showbiz Connection. As you can tell, these are all winners here and awesome things going on. I'm going to introduce to you Mr. Paul Moody. And we met back at the World Championship back 2 years ago. And he's going to tell a little bit about who's all here. And I know some famous faces, so we're going to talk.
Grammy
so hold on a second.
In L.A., you see Rebe Jackson, Michael's sister. She sat down, that surprised me. She was like, this is your show.
You know that, Street of Pain. You know this, is it? Street of Pain, you start with her.
Hi. I'm fine, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and yourself?
I'm doing just fabulous. And Paul Mooney does know me. For many years, I might add. There you go. And you also won, oh, I'm sorry, you also won.
Donna Carroll was her.
Diane Carroll was my role model, along with the great legendary Miss Lena Horne. Oh yes, I used to watch her on the Jackie Gleason show and the Ed Sullivan show, and I'm still watching her.
About your light skin?
Hey, I ain't that light. What am I doing now? Well, I'm acting now. I've always done acting a little bit, but primarily I'm a singer and recording artist. I'll be appearing in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace with the Temptations, April the 9th, 6th through the 9th, and then I'll be with the Temptations.
There's only one Temptation left, so
The Otis Williams Temptations group.
There is one.
The Otis Williams Temptations group, and then I'll be at Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut. That'll be March the 18th, and then I'll be seen in Eddie Murphy's new movie, the sequel to Nutty Professor 2, coming out in July. Yeah.
Well, let me push my movie.
Okay,
since you're pushing your movie, I'm in Spike Lee's new movie, Bamboozle. It'll be out in September. I'm playing Damon Wayans' crazy drunk father. An Academy Award performance.
I do have a question.
So you can see that whole video. It's old footage up on YouTube on Don Reese pre-Grammy show. And Rebe Jackson actually sat on the floor, and Mrs. Jackson came in. And that was so amazing. And talk about the Jackson family. Paul Murray, actually, we went to Palm Springs, and I ended up meeting Mr. Joe Jackson. And Joe said, if you're going to work with us, I need you to, you know, work with us. And so we ended up going to Joe Jackson's home in Encino. And I'm sitting there going, oh my God, this is so cool. You know, Tito's walking by, and Joe ended up, we invited to his birthday party in Las Vegas at the Palms Resort. And I remember there was, remember the rich and style of rich and famous Robin Leach was there. And I was so excited to interview him. And Mr. Jackson, I can say this because now he's, you know, passed away. And he said, if you want to work with us, I said, I'm next with my new artist. and he found her in high school. Her name was Crystal. And of course, I didn't get the interview with Robin Leach. And so he's like, oh, forget it. Jackson owns everything in this town, and walked away. And so anyways, what I'm trying to tell you is there's been so many amazing opportunities in show business. And with the pre-Grammy events, and they opened up my doors, I'm going to take you back a little bit more to my broadcasting days. And when I think my first footage was on Orange County News, around and about Orange County News, and we'll be right back.
My first broadcasting tapes from college.
Planet Hollywood is where you can see the stars that come out in the afternoon and have chicken soup for your soul. Kids waiting to see stars brought their own good luck charms, from ducks to dogs to books to sign to meet the child stars. Mark and Patty Hansen, authors of the book, their mission to make a profound and positive difference in people's lives continues to be their main focus. Mark has appeared on ABC, NBC, CBS, HBO, PBS, and CNN.
Today, I'm especially wowed. What has happened is that we're having the world's biggest book signing, and we've made it into Guinness Book of Records for a couple things. Not only have we...
Sorry, this is old footage, everybody.
Stephen King and Danielle Steele and John Grisham. Last year, we were the number one book, but we're 50% ahead.
We were so excited. We've got several Orange County authors. I think we have about 12 kids in this book that are from Orange County, and that's a lot, considering there's 44 kids in the book. 12 of those are here from our own local area.
Chicken soup for kids' soul is filled with stories that restore your faith in humanity and open your eyes to meaningful moments in your life.
Beautiful afternoon here at Planet Hollywood. What a great day. A ray of children stars signing books, reporting right here in Santa Ana. Dawn Reese with a roundabout Orange County News.
Now, Dawn Reese with entertainment. Dawn.
Dawn Reese from Roundabout Orange County News.
Mike the horse.
Never a dull moment. With more than 200 events per year, the Ponce crew continuously...
We're going to move it up to the pre-Grammy. There's some other interviews with, like, Tina Marie. If you can move it up just a wee bit. I forgot about that. I think I was at a Western place interviewing cowboys, and the horses behind was right in my face with the tail. I think that's what the... While he's looking for that,
I'm one of Barker Beauty.
I always tell somebody, if they want to get into broadcasting and they have even a young teen, I teach a lot of my teenagers and they've gone on to have their own shows. I have Beauty Queen reporters that are adults. And if you're interested in learning a little bit about broadcasting, you can get in touch with me at 727-871-7788. And you can start your career. You can audition to be a Beauty Queen reporter, get media IDs, get on the red carpet. And did you find it, Bobby?
Is it in that same...
Yes. Yes, you'll see me interviewing. Oh, he's African-American man. He goes, I play the fool. Okay, I'm in a purple outfit.
All right.
From the pre-Grammy events. That, you know, the late James Brown opened a lot of doors for me. You know, even sitting at the film festival with Lou Gossett Jr. going, you're in the family. It's been an amazing journey, and I have so much more to tell you. And I just hope you're enjoying this little...
Now called The X-Files.
There we go. Yes,
Mr.
Steve Wolf.
On The X-Files, the mysterious...
I bet you have, what type of dog?
A chow.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's his name?
Chino.
Chino the Chow.
Chino the Chow.
I like that.
He was born in Chino. That's why we named him Chino.
Oh, okay.
Good thing he wasn't born in Oxnard. Can you imagine a chow named Oxnard?
Right. Didn't you say Oxnard? Where are you?
Or you, my son, wanted to name him I Drink Beer. I Drink Beer.
I know. I heard that one. That was good.
He really did, honestly. Anyway.
It is a treat to meet you. Well, very much so.
Pleasure's all mine.
Oh, mine too.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hey. Oh, Orange County's not ready for this early.
Kathleen Bradley. I'm one of Barker Beauties from The Price is Right. Actually, the first African-American model on there. I'm the dark-skinned one, if you ever watch, okay? Because there's two blondes that flank me.
Brandon Ammon.
Nice to meet you, Brandon. Tell me what you do.
I'm an actor. I was in the motion picture Soul Food, which was nominated for 6 NAACP Image Awards, and we won 5 of them.
Oh.
I think Tina Marie's on that one too. She had passed away.
Maybe at the very.
Maybe not. They cut that one.
All day, and this is Dawn Reese with the Roundabout Orange County News.
So anyways, I was the first reporter, and I didn't know anybody there. And Paul Murray made me not even look at the program books. I'd go, and your name is, and your name is. I would say another highlight of my career was with Paul Murray taking Little Jay from Hollywood Records and Disney on tour. We had to go get the tour buses. I have to write a book, Bobby, because I have so many Hollywood stories and so many celebrities. It's unbelievable. But anyways, we got the tour buses from one of my friends. He had passed away. He was Eva Knievel's manager out of Las Vegas. And we drove the tour buses back. Of course, we had a smaller tour bus. Little Jay got the big one. And of course, he's in his late 20s now. I'm going to play a clip of when we were doing the promotion. Now, he made, my gosh, a tour that we took him on for 4 weeks called, it was a school tour. Schoolhouse Jam. And I would tell you, that was such an amazing time. We had to get the hype. Nobody knew who he was after the music video from Disney and Hollywood Records. So we had to get the hype and take him out to this tour. And that was an amazing time in my life. Let's play that little clip of Little Jay. We'll go down to that one and a little bit about that tour.
This connection right here with the Schoolhouse Jam and Little Jay. We just got back from J.S. Clark Middle School and also Turner, right across the street.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Actually, the Clark Middle School was really jazzed. It was crazy. After we were done, we was coming back to the bus. They chased us to the bus, chased us around the bus. Was grabbing me, almost tore off my shirt.
You need some more bodyguards.
Yeah, it was really crazy. Yeah. This one, I came and talked to the kids and, you know, let them know that I'm staying in school and they need to stay in school. You know, it's really good. Whatever you want to do, go after us. I gave them some positive messages, so it was really good.
You did. That was really inspirational. And also, you know, the K103 beat is here.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I've got the request number, 318-320-1037. Request.
The single is The Weeknd, because they're bumping it. But if you haven't heard it, go request it. They got it, then you can hear it.
And also, can you tell anything about 3.0 students or higher, or how more kids can stay in school?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you got to go there, and you got to try to be the best that you can, definitely.
And any advice to new rising artists that, you know, want to follow your path? How were you discovered?
Actually, I've been doing it for 10 years. And
10 years?
10 years since I was 5, and I've just been going at it nonstop, never gave up, and that's what you gotta do. You gotta go after it, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you wanna do, you go after it, don't stop.
But you know, a lot of people think that they come up to Hollywood and they're gonna be discovered overnight. Can you tell the reality?
No, that's not true, no. You gotta do it the right way, you know what I'm saying? If they like you, they're gonna set a showcase, you just gotta go for it, you gotta have the right, everything has to be right. You can't just go up there and expect to get signed. But then again, you know, if they like you, they probably will sign you. But it doesn't happen overnight. It's not an overnight success.
It's a lot of work. And how many hours a day, can I ask you? Because I know you're going to go relax for a little bit here. How many hours a day do you practice dance and singing?
I'd say probably about 8 hours, 8 to 10 hours a day. Just nothing but just, you know, rapping and dancing. And now that we're on tour, it's like 15, 16-hour days where we jump on the bus or you're traveling, doing shows. Then when we finally get to the hotel, we got to sleep or we have to call the radio station. So it's a lot of work. I mean, it's not nagging, but it's a lot of work. And you got to go after it. I love my music, and I'm willing to do that for my music. I love my music.
Yeah, a lot of people think they can, you know, practice 2 or 3 hours a day. And by the way, your bus, you have satellite?
Yeah, we have satellite.
And they have DVDs.
Yeah, DVDs, VHS. We got the CD player, PlayStation 2, some bunks.
And I saw candles, and I wanted candles on ours, and but we have propane.
You don't blow something up.
But also, too, is how do you relax? What do you like to do? I see you play basketball.
Play basketball or play.
So that was Little Jay. And you know what happened, Bobby? We made him number one in CD sales. Wow. I would book the schools, and that was a turn. We only have 7 minutes left. You know, I'm going to have to do this for an hour or 2 hour special because there's so many interviews and so many amazing things. You know, even jumping on George Clinton's tour bus. I got to play that one with Gene Anderson. We're going to come back. We also have Donnie Deutsch show, what we're talking about, child beauty pageants when I was on national TV and MSNBC, and just Joe Jackson, Dawn Reese show you can see up on YouTube. But let's go to, I was on the bus and I was waiting for George Clinton to interview. He wanted me to help be his publicist, and it was such an amazing run with my dear friend Gene Anderson. He actually walked me down the aisle. He was one of the Funkadelics in my wedding because my kids couldn't make it because her father was, you know, passing away. And long story short, and here he is walking me down the aisle, and I jumped on their tour bus, and here's a quick little interview. We'll be right back.
Jerry, then my feet hurt.
Your feet?
I stood for 2 hours. Yes, I did.
What were you doing?
I was cheering the king of the Hollywood Blues right here, Gene Anderson.
I had a great time. I'm happy that you were able to come.
I am too.
Because you're really one of my most favorite people in the world.
Wow.
Not only that, she's so extremely intelligent and the greatest interviewer of all time. NBC, CBS, TNT, all need to be trying to bid for your services because you've got great. What it takes.
Thank you so much.
All the stars say so. The Temptations say so. The Drifters right. say so. The Coasters say so. The P-Funk say so. George Clinton says so. I say so.
I mean, like,
you get interviews nobody else gets.
I know.
Hey, no, she's got what it takes. I only got what God gave me.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
You were sitting here on your tour bus.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And I may just be a stowaway.
You don't have to stowaway. You're welcome to come. Anyway,
I'll just like sneak in there, and then they'll be in St. Petersburg in my favorite spot, like Siesta Key, and I'll just go, hi. Oh, I fell asleep.
Don't worry.
So anyways, he's been a dear friend of mine. We're going to get him on the air this month with his new music. He's written, I would say, thousands of songs. And he's got a shop, and he's got champagne. And he opened up for, oh gosh, who was the artist that played Sanford and Son? Remember Sanford and Son? Remember? You know who. He used to open in Vegas. Oh, I just went blank on his name. But anyways, he used to open up. Bobby's going to Google him. We've got 3 minutes left. Oh my gosh, he was a big act in Las Vegas. I didn't have this written out because my computer just shut down. Anyways, there was another interview with Donnie Deutsch, MSNBC News. And the funny thing is, my friend said to me, I heard my girlfriend's voice and they're in the bank and they see my face. My ex-husband's in Vegas and he's walking in a hotel room. He goes, what is my ex-wife doing on national TV? And let me just play the beginning of this clip. I hope you enjoyed a little bit of my story. We're going to go to the Donnie Deutsch segment on child beauty pageants. And I do disagree of getting children all wrapped up and dressed up and too much. Kids should be kids. And I just want to play this intro. Next week, we'll be back. And I've got some more producers and agents and casting directors to help you get connected. And again, I'm going to have to do more because I have more of a list of my life and some amazing interviews. So let's check that out, a little bit of the intro from the Donnie Deutsch show that I was on national TV. We'll be right back.
How we put an end to these child beauty pageants, and that's we're going to be talking about tonight. My first guest will certainly disagree with me. She can tell us everything that goes into these pageants. Dawn Reese has been involved in running them for 35 years. Dawn, welcome to the show. You know, we look at this guy, John Carr, and we go, look at this beast. How can this exist? How can this pervert be there? But, you know, at the same token, we have these beauty pageants for 3 and 4 and 5, 6-year-old girls dressing them up in sexy outfits. We're manufacturing them. We're making catnip for these child molesters.
Well, Donnie, let me tell you a few things, what I've observed over the years. I've been judging pageants my whole life, and the pageant industry has really changed a lot. It's not the pageant directors, it's more of the moms.
I agree.
Because here's the point. Over my last year, I've been on a major tour with the national pageant system, and I've seen where they've told me over and over, if they're wearing makeup, deduct points. Guess what? I go down to zero, you know, and these kids need to be kids and look themselves because, you know, they change so much and life goes so quick that, you know, kids need to be kids. And I agree with you on that, but what I'm trying to explain is it's the moms that are trying to get that extra exposure and that instant fame and royalty right away.
But Dawn, even you say you wouldn't put makeup on a kid younger than 11. First of all, number one, why do we need 5-year-olds in a beauty contest? Anyway, forget that the parents are crazy. As far as I'm concerned, they're obviously crazy. Kids wouldn't be there. What it does to a young girl's self-esteem? What reason is there for any girl before being a teenager to be put in any synthetic beauty judging situation?
It is such a controversial show. Of course, he's off the air now. You'll have to watch the whole thing. You can Dawn Reese's show, Donnie Deutsch. Thank you so much for listening about a little history of my life and just took a little break. And may God give you all the glory and honor in your life when you put him first. And remember, bent knees, break chains. I'm Dawn Reese, and God bless you. I'll be back next week with another exciting show. Stay tuned for A Healthy Lifestyle with Gary Kay, one of our top beauty queens. Reporters. I'm Dawn Reese. We're out.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.